Yesterday, Sioux police officers charged a 24-year-old man with aggravated assault, discharge firearm with intent, and several other offenses in connection with a shooting that occurred on Sunday. At around 7 p.m. on Sunday, a 911 caller reported a shooting on the property of the Community Resource Center at 721 Wellington Street East, which resulted in one person being transported to hospital with serious injuries. Police were seen at 70 East Street at around 8:30 p.m. on Sunday with weapons drawn and with a dog from the canine unit. An investigation revealed the identity of the person who shot the victim as the accused, who was also wanted by Ontario Provincial Police for 9 charges. An additional warrant was obtained for their arrest, Sioux Police said in a news release. At around 11:45 a.m. on Wednesday, detectives arrested the accused while he was walking in the 0 to 100 block of Princess Crescent. A search of the accused located a loaded handgun and approximately 10.77 grams of suspected fentanyl. The estimated street value of drugs seized is approximately $1,000, the release said. The accused has a history of violence and was wanted by another service for weapon offenses, said Chief Hugh Stevenson. The fact he was previously arrested and released on weapon charges further speaks to the failure of our judicial system. We all have a responsibility to ensure our communities are safe. Releasing those who are charged with violent crimes puts our communities at risk. It needs to stop. Austin Lechire is charged with aggravated assault, carrying concealed weapon, discharge firearm with intent, failure to comply with probation order, failure to comply with release order, other than to attend court X3, knowledge of unauthorized possession of firearm, pointing a firearm, possession of loaded prohibited or restricted firearm, possession of Schedule 1 substance, possession of weapon for dangerous purpose, unauthorized possession of firearm, using firearm in commission of offense. The accused is being held in custody pending a bail hearing. None of the allegations have been tested in court, and the accused is considered innocent unless proven guilty.